So Mitt Romney has now weighed in, and he doesn't like our ad. At least that's what he told an ABC news reporter in New Hampshire yesterday. And Fox News on their website has a neat article about American Right to Life Action's ad against Mitt Romney. And ABC News, they broadcast an excerpt, an excellent excerpt of American Right to Life's Romney fairy tale ad nationwide on World News Tonight, their weekend edition on Saturday night. And the reporter who did that, his name is Jake Tapper. He has a blog on abcnews.com, and he has now written twice about the ad, and it's gotten all kinds of comments. And between Fox News and ABC News and other reporting outlets, including especially conservatives, which is helping, there's all kinds of traffic going to AmericanRightToLifeAction.com. That's ARTLAction.com. And people viewing the videos on YouTube, the Romney fairy tale videos. And so now thousands of people have viewed these videos. And that's pretty exciting. So I'm going to share some of this with you. Perhaps I'll read through a couple of these articles. And then also the top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. Top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. This is a Denver Bible Church advertisement that we placed. When did we do this? This was in the Rocky Mountain News back in 2001. And that year we won the Westward Issues Awards, Best Chinese Restaurant in Denver, and so on. We won the Best Church Ad Award. We've been in that Westward list a couple times. Once I was in there for Best Media Feud, Bob Enyart versus Mason Lewis, a KOA news reporter. That was a trip. Remember that? Oh, that was a trip. Okay, anyway, he was a homosexual news reporter, and we hope that he's still not that. I've lost track of Mason Lewis. I pray he's doing well. Okay, so here's the top 10 reasons why liberals hate the holidays. Reason number 10, Thanksgiving is mass murder for turkeys. Number 9, too many SUVs traveling to grandma's house. Reason number 8, college bowl games encourage competition. Number 7, reason why liberals hate the holidays, millions of Christmas trees are cut down. The pilgrims thought up Thanksgiving, not the Indians. Number 5, Christmas lights waste electricity. Number 4, people are giving thanks to who? Reason number 3, winter lull in global warming hype. Reason number 2, daycare centers are closed. And the number 1, the number one reason why liberals hate the holidays, Christmas celebrates a birth, not an abortion. Come visit Denver Bible Church Sundays, 9:30 a.m. Sunday school, 11 a.m. church, and 6 p.m. Bible study. So that was Westward gave that the number one best church advertisement of the year award, and I had to agree with them. It's not often I agree with them, but I did on that occasion. Okay. Now, Romney, by the way, if you Google, well, if you go to Google News, we do a radio show, news call-in talk show, so we use Google News quite a bit. And if you go to Google News and you type in Romney abortion, you get 6,000 hits. And on the first page, we have 3 articles. And the third out of 6,000 is from ABC News, and it's more on that anti-Romney Iowa TV ad. That's pretty good, huh? And another is anti-abortion 527, that's American Right to Life Action, says it's running ads against Romney. That was ABC News. And this here from Fox News, rough day for Romney, flip-flopper charges come from all sides. So which of these articles do I do first? I guess I'll start with the ABC one. Now, ABC, World News Tonight, they aired an excerpt of this fabulous ad put together to expose the lie that Romney is a pro-lifer. He is a liar. He's a liar, and he's not a pro-lifer. And he demonstrates to this very day that he's not a pro-lifer. He supports killing the tiniest human beings for grisly research. And he thinks, what, the state should decide. And he's just a liar. His Romney Healthcare pays for abortions in Massachusetts. Romney Healthcare put Planned Parenthood on the advisory panel. Romney Healthcare forced private hospitals, Christian hospitals, to dispense abortion pills to women. So, and he said, I always came down on the side of life. Well, he's a liar. Anyway, let's go to this ABC article first. Now, this reporter, Jake Tapper, he did an article 2 days ago, and then this is the second article. Okay, so we're looking at his second article. As we reported, a group calling itself American Right to Life Action is running TV ads against Mitt Romney here in Iowa on the Fox News channel. In Tufton Borough, New Hampshire, Romney said about the ad, and this is from ABC News reporter Matt Stewart, Romney said, I don't know who that is. That is American Right to Life Action. I'd be interested to know who is really behind that group. Well, what? He's got to talk to Brian Orbaugh. He's got to talk to Steve Curtis. Steve is the president. That's who's behind the group. I'm very proud that the Massachusetts Citizens for Life, isn't that the National Right to Life chapter? The state chapter in Massachusetts of National Right to Life is the Massachusetts Citizens for Life. I'm very proud that the Massachusetts Citizens for Life, which is the premier right to life group in Massachusetts, awarded me their leadership award. Huh. Romney's wealthy, right? I wonder how much money he gave them. National Right to Life has always been for sale, right? The Republican National Committee has given them hundreds of thousands of dollars. Has it been millions? We've done the research to see just in one election cycle, hundreds of thousands of dollars went from the Republican National Committee to National Right to Life. And they were fundraising for National Right to Life, collecting money from individuals and giving it to National Right to Life. How's that? So they were donating directly and funneling money to National Right to Life. Why is that? Well, because National Right to Life is for sale. It's a fire sale. They're selling their souls, and they're supporting child-killing regulations and Republican candidates who lie in order to get money and votes and influence and power. Okay, so anyway, Romney says, I'm proud that I got the endorsement of the National Right to Life affiliate in Massachusetts. Right there should tell most pro-lifers to watch out for Romney. Something's up. My record in being pro-life is very clear as the governor of Massachusetts. I mean, what a lie that is. As the governor of Massachusetts? Everywhere else he campaigns, he says, well, in Massachusetts, I had to be pro-choice because I gave my word. I said I was pro-choice and I would be pro-choice in Massachusetts. But now I'm on the campaign trail. Now I'm pro-life because it's a Republican primary. Or when I thought I'd run for governor in Utah as the Olympics were wrapping up, then I thought, well, Utah's more pro-life. So I wrote to the Star Telegraph there in Salt Lake City. What is it called? The Salt Lake City Tribune. And I said that I was not pro-choice. I wrote that. And then I decided, no, Utah's too conservative for me. It's just too weird. I'm going to go back to Massachusetts, run there with the liberals, and I ran as a strong pro-abort. He says, My record in being pro-life is very clear as the governor of Massachusetts. What a lie. We debunked that on the program a couple days ago. His Romney health care pays for abortions. Now, how's that for being pro-life as a governor? Coming down on the side of life every time legislation hit his desk. He's a liar. He's a liar. Romney health care pays for abortions. He put Planned Parenthood on the advisory panel of Romney Healthcare, and he forced private Christian hospitals to dispense abortifacient pills. And he supports what? Embryonic stem cell research. So the guy's a creep. And not all creeps maybe are liars. I don't know. I never did a study of creeps. But Romney is a creep, and he's a liar. So this ABC News report by Jake Tapper, more on that anti-Romney Iowa TV ad, continues. Let's see. So that's Romney's response, right? Romney said, my record in being pro-life is very clear as the governor of Massachusetts, and my guess is that there is some group that is pulling for another candidate and is trying to find some way to go after me, and that is just the nature of politics. So the ABC reporter, he's their senior political correspondent. He's the number one guy for ABC following the presidential election. He writes this, just got off the phone with Steve Curtis, former chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, who's the president of American Right to Life Action. He says the organization is not supporting any candidate, though his personal preference would be for Alan Keyes. He doesn't particularly like Mike Huckabee either, he says, or obviously Rudy Giuliani. Right, of course, right? The group was formed in November during a summit in Denver. Now, that's not exactly right. American Right to Life was formed at that summit. American Right to Life Action was formed just afterwards. Okay, but let's continue. The group was formed in November during a summit in Denver with about 30 anti-abortion leaders who are dissatisfied with the National Right to Life Committee. Most of what now this ABC reporter is quoting Steve Curtis. Most of what National Right to Life does is not pro-life, Curtis says. He believes National Right to Life's push to pursue restrictions on abortion rights, waiting periods, for example, is a flawed policy. They are too political and not serious enough about the issue of abortion, Curtis says. They support child-killing regulations. Curtis says, so long as the legislation ends with, and then you could kill the baby, he thinks such restrictions are pro-abortion. What does his group have against Mitt Romney? The former Massachusetts governor says he's changed his mind and now opposes abortion rights, just like President Ronald Reagan and former Representative Henry Hyde. What's wrong with that explanation? The problem is, says Curtis, he keeps changing back. He flips and flops. What he says on the issue depends on where he's at and who he's talking to. We just flat out don't believe the guy. Curtis says the anti-Romney ad ran 192 times on the Fox News channel in Iowa. They may triple that by. Pretty cool. All right. Now, so that's from ABC News. And you can get to that on their websites or just Google what Romney and Curtis, right? Steve Curtis, C-U-R-T-I-S, or American Right to Life and Romney, pop right up. Okay, now we have the article from Fox News. By the way, I got a call earlier from someone who works in the office at American Right to Life. And they picked up a check from in the mail from a supporter for $1,000, just unexpectedly. Not someone they've had on a mailing list. They've just launched. And that's exciting. And some heavy hitters have been writing $10,000 checks. And Steve Curtis wants to run this anti-Romney spot. I mean, if Romney could be stopped in Iowa, let's say he comes in third or fourth place, and then New Hampshire, if he does poorly, and all the millions he has been campaigning longer and harder and spending more money than anybody. And if he gets slaughtered in these first contests, it could be over for him early on. And then the new personhood wing of the pro-life movement, which is hoping to end the ability of National Right to Life to deceive pro-lifers into giving somebody 100% pro-life rating, saying that they're pro-life, even when they're actually pro-aborts, pro-choice. When they're against ending abortion and they get 100% pro-life rating from National Right to Life. How's that? Has that ever happened? No, that's never happened. Well, we want to bring an end to that. All Christians should want to bring an end to that. And this is going to be exciting because, you know, American Right to Life, they don't have the money or influence. They just got on the scene to get somebody elected. But, hey, they could collect scalps. They may not be able to get somebody elected, but they can collect scalps. They could put the fear of the pro-life movement back into Republican candidates. And if you think you're going to lie to pro-lifers and say your record shows you're pro-life, those days are numbered. I pray those days are over. And so here's the launch of American Right to Life. There's been significant coverage by reporters for Time Magazine, ABC, Fox News, a dozen other media outlets, and we're expecting a U.S. News and World Report article soon. We've been expecting that now for 2 weeks, and that should hit soon. And so all this effort and all this outreach in such a short time, and if you'd like to help Steve Curtis do this, he said we want to triple that buy. Well, Steve could use another few heavy hitters with $5,000 and $10,000 donations to do the best job that he can do with American Right to Life Action and put an end to the lying campaign of Mitt Romney. Wouldn't that be cool? What an accomplishment. What a Christmas present to the pro-life movement that a new day has dawned and it will no longer be the norm that National Right to Life and their attorney, James Bopp, can pull the wool over the eyes of the majority of the pro-life movement. When people want to know about a pro-life candidate, they're not going to go to National Right to Life that's been exposed. They will go to American Right to Life. And so this is just a vitally important time. And if you'd like to help Steve Curtis accomplish that, then you could go to their website, and their website is what? It's ARTLAction.com, and there's a donate tab right on the top of the website. You could click and donate, or you can call. What is the number over there? What is it? It's 1-888-888-2785. 1-888-888-2785. Okay. Now I want to continue with this Fox News article, and here's the title, Rough Day for Romney, Flip-Flopper Charges Come from All Sides. With the days dwindling until the leadoff primaries and caucuses in New Hampshire and Iowa, Mitt Romney found himself fending off flip-flopping charges Saturday on both political fronts. The Concord Monitor in New Hampshire, which doesn't formally endorse candidates until after Christmas, posted an editorial Saturday on its website, this has been a big story, urging voters to reject Romney. Now, this is funny. They don't do endorsements as policy until after Christmas, but this was an anti-endorsement, and it's made major news. It was on, what, Channel 9 News last night as a local story in Colorado that the Concord Monitor in New Hampshire posted an editorial Saturday on its website urging voters to reject Romney, saying he's like a Republican presidential candidate from a kit and surely must be stopped. Meanwhile, American Right to Life Action, a political committee known as a 527, launched a TV ad in Iowa ridiculing the former Massachusetts governor for changing his position on abortion. So then the article goes on to get responses from the Romney campaign to the editorial, and then it returns back to the issue of the 527 ad. That's American Right to Life. Let me go to that part. The 527 ad latched on to similar themes, saying that Romney, quote, magically became pro-life, unquote, after previously pledging to protect a woman's right to choose. And then they have click here to see the American Right to Life Action ad, and that click, that link goes right to the website, which has been wonderful. There have been quite a few links to American Right to Life. And what must National Right to Life think about all this? Because their longtime general counsel, like for 30 years or more, James Bopp, who has crafted their political and legislative strategy, he is special advisor to Mitt Romney. He's special advisor to Mitt Romney. And when people go to American Right to Life Action's website, ARTLAction.com, and they see on the homepage this hysterical and devastating ad against Mitt Romney, in his own words, you see him speaking line after line, lying. You see all that. And then right under that ad, when that ad ends, then their eyes fall on two headlines that Romney is a Romney's key advisor, National Right to Life's James Bopp, attorney James Bopp. So that must shock some people to see, well, Romney is obviously not pro-life. He's a liar. He's a pro-abort. And he has the support of National Right to Life's general counsel, James Bopp. And then there is an article by the president of American Right to Life titled "The Legacy of Judas, National Right to Life." And the first couple sentences of that article is right there. And then you just click to read the rest of the article. It's very powerful. So there's a link here from Fox News website to American Right to Life. Asked at a stop in New Hampshire about the ad, Romney said he didn't know much about the group behind it. Hey, I'll tell you this. When he loses and his anger is percolating, he's going to Google American Right to Life when nobody's around, so nobody will see him do it. And he's going to have a special place in his heart thereafter for Brian Rohrbaugh and Steve Curtis. Steve is the president of American Right to Life Action, and Brian is the vice president. Okay. So, Romney said he didn't know much about the group behind it. So now Mitt Romney has been asked about this ad from ABC and from Fox News. And ABC has had two reporters now reporting or writing about this ad. That's pretty cool. My record in being pro-life is very clear as the governor of Massachusetts. And my guess is that there is some group that is pulling for another candidate and is trying to find some way to go after me. And that is just the nature of politics, he said. Okay. So thank you for this coverage, ABC News and Fox News. Now, I don't want anybody to get the wrong impression. ABC News is wicked. They're wicked and godless, and hopefully they will repent of the wickedness that they promote, because one day Jake Tapper, and everyone at ABC will stand before God. They'll stand before Jesus Christ. And as they work to tear down morality, God said, do not murder. They say, go kill your baby. God said, do not commit adultery. They say, if it feels good, do it. And consenting adults. God said, do not steal. And they say the government could tax as much as it wants and give your money to other people. And God said, do not commit perjury. And they support our godless criminal justice system, which has become a farce and has led to some of the highest crime rates in the history of the world. When I thank them, I don't want anybody to think that we're saying they're good guys. They're not. They're bad guys. Fox News Channel, they're bad guys. ABC News, they're bad guys. Now, some of the conservatives that have publicized this, like Covenant News, their editor, Jim Rudd, thank you very much. Covenant News, they're good guys. And we really appreciate that big time. So check out, if you would, covenantnews.com. Hey, have a wonderful Christmas, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. This is a wonderful time of the year. I pray you get to enjoy it with your loved ones. I know that at Denver Bible Church on Sunday, we had the most wonderful time, and we're looking for the same again. Hey, familiesagainstpp.com. If you could go onto that website right away, find out about protests tomorrow. Very important protest tomorrow, familiesagainstpp.com. In fact, there are three different protests to choose from, and I'll be going to one of them. The second is the most important because Fox News will be there, but I'll be going to the third one, I believe. So, hey, we're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada, what a wonderful school. Wonderful school, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. And Denver Bible Church, please come out and visit sometime. And Bob and Yurt Live, we need your support to stay on the air at kgov.com. That's where you can help out, kgov.com.